this church. In fact, that's my mum over there. Hiya, mum. With my twin brother, and we came up through Sunday school. So I got prizes like you. I came up, I went into Mountains, and I did Mountains. In fact, I did Mountains with Mr. Platt, that's just gone and sat down over there as well. So we're like really, really old now. There was just two claps, probably from Steve, for Steve there. But I grew up here, it's fantastic to be back here and doing stuff. And actually, you know what? This is a fantastic celebration, because it's a celebration of family. It's a celebration that each one of you guys is going on with God and going on with this fantastic family you've got. Because you may think your mum and your dad and your brothers are family, but they're not just family. Every single person in this room is family as well. That's what the Bible teaches us, that we're all one big family. And that's why we like to celebrate together. That's why we like to do loads of things together. I've been self-employed in ministry now for a year and a half. I've been a worship leader for a year and a half. That's something that I started doing in this church. My very first experience of leading worship was up on that stage, probably. We were facing that way back in those days and having loads of fun doing that. I now, as I say, work full-time. I work in churches all over Salford, all over Manchester. I work in 5 college sites, taking worship into them. I work in a severe special needs high school. I'm just about to start an unpaid position in Hope Hospital, going in there. And the heart behind that is to actually go and take worship into the place, into a place where the last, the least, and the lost are. So I'm going to be meeting one-on-one with patients and staff. I'm also going to be looking for opportunities to play worship in coffee bars and all that kind of thing. God is just amazing. He is working fantastically within Salford. You can see it when you walk down the street. You can see it when you look down the road to Media City. You know, this city was a city that reached to the nations, and there's a prophecy on this city that it'll do that again. And we're seeing the start of it. We're seeing the start of media that will go all around the world. So we're celebrating today. We're celebrating that you guys have come on another year with such fantastic teaching and with such fantastic friends and with such fantastic family as well. One great thing to think on when we celebrate is our motive. Why do we celebrate? Why are we celebrating? In 1 Samuel and verse 16 and verse 7, God is talking to Samuel. And God says to Samuel, look, don't look at the outward appearance. Don't look to just see if they've got hair as cool as Joe's. Don't look to see if they've got a swanky silver shirt on that's just like one that George bought at the same time. Instead, look at the heart. Look at what's going on in the person's heart. And God was saying that because Samuel was going to choose King David to be king. And so we need to try and look at the heart. Look at what's going on in here. Not just at what we look like on the outside. We need to do that for ourselves. We need to check with ourselves. What's my heart? What's my reason? Why am I doing this? And if it's a good reason, then keep doing it. If it's a bad reason, then maybe you have to think again. Maybe you need to stop doing that thing, yeah? So, we're celebrating today. That's why we've all got prizes and stuff, and it's fantastic. And you can celebrate even more with some of those CDs and stuff as well. Stick them on and dance around like crazy. Okay? We're celebrating, and our heart is because we're one big family. We all need each other. We all need people to look after us. At times, we could all use somebody to help us. We could all use somebody to love us, to care for us, to be there for us. There's a song I'd like to play you. This is a song that I hope you'll know and I want you to join in with. It's called Use Somebody. Now, this isn't to misuse somebody, because that's a bad thing. This is the fact that we all can use people at times, people to love us, to help us, to care for us and all that stuff. And that's one big reason that we are a big family called the church. Yeah. So this song is by Kings of Leon, and there's a bit that I want to teach you, that I want you all to sing now. I'm looking down at you guys at the front, but we want everybody to join in. Okay, there's no words. You don't need to learn words. You just need to learn O's. Can you say a big O for me? O. O. Fantastic. O. Brilliant. Well, you got to do that, but you got to do it in a musical way. Okay, so it goes like this. Sing as well. Let's sing it. Louder. Have you got that? You guys at the front got it? Excellent, fantastic. We're going to sing it together, okay? Let's have some clapping and clicking, and if you feel like dancing and moving and grooving, you can do that as well. It goes like this. Let's hear that clapping. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. And again. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. I've been roaming around, I've been looking down, but all I see, painted faces fill the place I can't reach. You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody. Someone like you, and all you know, and how you speak. And countless love is under covers of the street. Know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody. You ready? Someone like you. Oh, 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 oh. Loud as you can. Whoa. Oh, 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 oh. You guys. Oh. Yeah. Off in the night while you live it up, I'm off to sleep. Waging wars to shape the poet and the beat. I hope it's gonna make you notice. Excellent drumming. I hope it's gonna make you notice. Ready? Someone like me. Oh, 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 oh. Someone like me. Oh, 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 oh. That's fantastic. That song is a bit of fun. It's hopefully one that will get stuck in your head and you'll be singing it for the rest of the day. But also, it's a song that's saying, do you know, we all need people. We all need a family. We need people to look after us. And we need people we can look after as well. So we've got to look at why we do things, and the biggest reason why we do things is because We love people. That's why God wants us to do things, because we love people. Does anyone know what the greatest commandments in the whole of the Bible are? There's two of them. The greatest commandments in the whole of the Bible. If you do these, you can do whatever you like. We've got one person in the whole church knows the greatest commandments. I'm going to have a word with John. Yes. Love God is the greatest commandment. Well done. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love Him with everything you got, because you know what? He loves us that much. That's why He sent Jesus, because He loves us that much. Love God. What is the next greatest commandment? Love God and then love cabbages. No. Love apples. No. Love what? Love Jesus. Jesus is a great answer. That is fantastic, because Jesus is part of the Godhead. So when we say we love God, we love Jesus as well. So that's as important as we say God. So that's all our number one. What is number two? Number two. You've already answered one, so I'm going to go to the guy in the white t-shirt. Love your family. That's kind of getting there. It's your family, yes, that's brilliant. But also, everybody. Absolutely everybody. So, loving your family is fantastic. Loving your friends is fantastic. But you know, even if these people that you don't like, Jesus says, you've got to try and love them as well. You've got to love every single person. Love everybody. And you know what? If you do love everybody, then whatever you do will be good, because you'll do it in love. If you do love God, then whatever you do will be good, because you're doing it out of love for God. So it's as simple as that. Love God, love everybody else, and do what you like, because it'll all be brilliant. I want to do another song with you, and this one is a game of musical statues. Has anyone played musical statues before? Brilliant. Do you guys want to stand up? Because we're going to do a bit of a song together. This is called God's Love Don't Stop. We've even got some bigger kids at the back there that might want to work the way forward. Okay, so this song is called God's Love Don't Stop, and it starts with a game of musical statues. Every time you hear the word stop, every time the music stops, you've got to freeze, okay? So make the best pose you can. Maybe you want to pose like a Power Ranger. Maybe you want to pose like an F1 racing driver. Maybe you want to pose like your favorite pop singer. However you want to pose, but you've got to freeze, okay? Then, you've got some actions. We've got more people standing all. Look at that, fantastic. Then it says, God's love is bigger than outer space. Now watch out for the guys next to you, but try and grab hold of outer space. It's massive. As wide as you can go. God's love is stronger than a bull. Let's see your muscles. Let's see some muscles. Brilliant muscles at the front there, fantastic. That is great. Okay, God's love is closer than your stretchy skin. Give your skin a bit of a stretch. Don't hurt yourself. Check it's still stretchy. God's love is warmer than the sun. It's better than a hot sunny day where you get to laze around and get a tan. All right, so let's go through them again. God's love is bigger than outer space. God's love is stronger than a ball. God's love is closer than your stretchy skin and warmer than the sun. Okay? And it goes a bit like this. Now, if you've got to freeze when the music stops, you've got to be dancing the rest of the time. So let's see some dancing going on. God's love don't stop. Joe's out. Joe didn't stop. The rest of you are doing great at the freeze part. Well, that's not a surprise, because you're not moving about all that much in between. So let's get you moving, shaking, kicking your legs up, whatever you want to do, okay? God's love don't stop. Well done. kept on, just keeps on moving, God's love don't stop. Just keeps on going, God's love don't stop. Just keeps on moving on. And again, God's love don't stop. Just keeps on moving, God's love don't stop. Just keeps on going, God's love don't stop. Just keeps on moving on. Remember those actions. God's love is bigger than outer space. God's love is stronger than a bull. God's love is closer than your stretchy skin and warmer than the sun. And again, God's love is bigger than outer space. God's love is stronger than a bull. God's love is closer than your stretchy skin and warmer than the sun. God's love goes on and on. Let's have clicking and clapping. And on and on. God's love goes on and on and on and on and on and on. God's love goes on and on and on and on and on and on. God's love goes on and on and on and on and on and on. God's love don't stop. Well done. Just keeps on moving. God's love don't stop. Just keeps on going. God's love don't stop. Just keeps on moving on. Give yourselves a clap. Woohoo! That's fantastic. God's love doesn't stop. It goes on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And then ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It keeps on going on forever. It's never had a beginning and it never has an end. And that's because God has never had a beginning and never had an end. He's always with us. He's always loving us. So how can we love other people? How can we show love to other people? Has anyone got any ideas? Yes. You saw a poor person, you could help them out with a bit of money. If you had some money, that's a great one. Well done, yeah?
How about some money in your
hand? If you put your hand up, I'll ask you in a sec. Yeah? Give them, give them hugs and play with them. Fantastic. That's a great way. What was your one? When you put money in their money box. So if people are needing a little bit of money and stuff, you could help them out with a bit of money. That's a fantastic one. One more. Help them. So there's maybe lots of things that people need help with that we can help them out. Exactly right. There's lots of different ways. And you know what? We need to be really creative in how we help people. I want to tell you a story about a girl called Sadaka. Sadaka was in a place called Hiroshima. Hiroshima had a bomb dropped on it, and a lot of people were made very ill by this bomb, okay? And so while they were very ill, they had to be in hospital. And when they were in hospital, Sadaka was in hospital as well. And she was very ill. She needed to have lots and lots of tablets and stuff. And every time she had some tablets, one of the nurses would make a little paper toy for her. Every time they'd make a little different one just to help her take her medicine, because it was a little bit yucky, a little bit horrible. But it helped that she had this little paper toy. Sadaka's favourite paper toy was a crane. Now, it's not a crane like you see on a building site. It's a crane that's a big bird. And she used to ask the nurse to make this paper crane every time she had to take her medicine. If you haven't guessed, I'm going to make you a paper crane while we're talking, okay? So maybe if there's someone that's listening up really, really well, I'll see if I can give them the paper crane at the end, okay? So Sadaka got these paper cranes off the nurse, but she didn't just stop there. She thought, I want to learn how to make this paper crane. That'd be fantastic. So all the time she was in hospital, she was learning how to make the paper crane. She was still very ill, and she had to take lots of tablets, but she learned how to make them. She didn't stop there. Then she started to think, well, what can I do with all my paper cranes that I've made? What do you think she could do with the paper cranes that she's made? Yes. Give them people. Fantastic idea. And you know what? She had the exact same idea. She thought, there's lots of other children just like me that are really ill in hospital. I can go and make them feel just as happy as I do when my nurse makes me a paper crane. So that's what she did. She went round the hospital, and every time a new child came into the hospital, she'd go and visit them, she'd say hello, and she'd make friends, and she'd make them a paper crane, a paper bird. And do you know what? She made over 675 cranes. That means she helped 675 people. She loved 675 people. She was very ill. She was in bed most of the time. She was having to take her tablets and stuff to try and get better. But she didn't give up. She kept on trying to do things for other people. And that meant that she'd helped over 675 people. So if I pull his head down, this is going to be the crane's head. And then if I pull the wing down on this side and the wing down on this side, then hopefully you can see this is a lovely paper bird. And this was Sadaka's favourite animal, a big paper crane. It's lovely, isn't it? Thank you very much. So, Sadaka couldn't do very much at all. All that she could do was fold a piece of paper, but she used it to make people feel loved. She used it to make friends and stuff. Now, I reckon you guys can do a whole lot more than just fold a piece of paper. There's lots of things you can do. So let's be creative and try and figure out ways that we can love people and look after people. Maybe you want to make someone something today. Maybe you can draw someone a picture. Maybe you can do some helpful things. You can wash the pots. Yeah. You can hoover the floor. There's lots of things. And do you know what? They seem like tiny little things. They seem like useless things. It seems like, well, how will that make a difference? But there's an old saying that says, do you know the ocean is made up of just lots and lots and lots and lots of little drops of water? In the same way, if all of us are doing lots and lots of little good things for everybody, very soon it adds up to an ocean of love. And that ocean is God's kingdom. That's what he's asking us to do, to love each other, to love him. And that is what his kingdom is. So we can be part of his kingdom just by doing these things that seem so small. Just by doing these things like folding a piece of paper. And you've been listening very, very well, Abby. So do you want to take that one? Just called you mum's name. Anyway, all right. So we've got to look after each other. We've got to love people. We've got to keep loving people. Okay, there's a verse in the Bible, and I've got one song that I want to play you, and then we're finished, okay? But there's a verse in the Bible called 1 Corinthians, and it's verses 1 Corinthians 16, and it's verses 13 and 14, and it says this. It says, stand fast, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Stand fast, be brave, stand strong. Let all that you do be done in love. And that is what God's calling us to do. That's what we do as a family. That's what's great to do as part of this celebration. So to finish, I'd like to play you one of my songs. It's called Strength, and it's about where I get my strength from. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the talk and stuff. I hope I can find where on earth I've put my capo, and then I'll play you this song.
Your strength to me. Your love is all I need. Your light is guiding me. Lord, and the strength in me, and I will live for all my days to give glory unto you. It is not by might or my own force, it's by the Spirit I'm breaking through. Your strength to me, your sweet love is calling me, guiding me. Yes, your light, your love, your peace, your goodness, your everything to me. Yes, your light, your love, your peace, your goodness, your everything I need. Your strength will see me through from the inside out. All your strength comes out. From the inside out, all your strength comes out. Be in me. Your strength. Strength to me, your love is all I need.
Thank you very much. So that's a song about where I get my strength from, and that is from God, because his love is real strength. As 1 Corinthians 16, 13 to 14 says, stand fast, stand strong, stand and be brave. Let all that you do be done in love. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you love your presents, and I hope you go and love your family as well. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Before we finish, you've got